And our first speaker for today's show is Heather Laverne, HR Manager of Quality Research at Viendal Cave, a national interior design firm headquartered here in Atlanta. Heather started as an interior designer and evolved to HR management, with one of her specialties as building intern and onboarding programs. And Heather is active in Shrim Events, where we first met. Good morning, Heather. Nice to have you here.
Heather Laverne is the Manager of Human Resources and Quality Research at Viendal Cave, an Atlanta-based interior design firm of 81 employees who specialize in the corporate, healthcare, and industrial sectors throughout the United States. She received her bachelor's degree from the Art Institute of Atlanta in interior design. She started her career as a designer, but quickly became more interested in assisting and onboarding new designers by helping to create a methodical training experience as well as conducting in-house research for the entire studio. This has since evolved into a more defined HR role, which includes benefits administration, performance reviews, and managing the comprehensive intern program, among many other hats.
Thank you, Heather. And your contribution, Heather Laverne, is going to be on recruiting and training methods, yielding better quality production, lowering turnover, and, of course, most importantly, stabilize cultures. So the first question for you is, what is the most beneficial recruiting tool for your company, and what are your thoughts about using technology in the selection process?
Well, the most beneficial recruiting tool would definitely be our own people. They usually provide the best candidates because they already know the culture. They have like-minded individuals. They know their work habits. And it gives us actually a more accurate vision of whom we'll be hiring. Also, our president, Ed Cave, is very active in the entire process by visiting colleges. He serves as a portfolio judge where he can conduct smaller informal conversations with the students before bringing them in for more formal interviews. And once in the studio, he spends a lot of time touring them and lets them meet the staff, and they get to see the culture firsthand. We also do administer a short work sample quiz just to get an idea of their knowledge that applies to what we do specifically. And lastly, I'd say word of mouth. The design industry is a very small world in Atlanta, and we have plenty of candidates that come from our clients and vendors alike that know what kind of work we produce. We don't really find it necessary at this stage to do anything more technologically based in regards to a selection process. Perhaps one day when we grow to a larger size, that may be something that we get into doing. But for right now, at this stage, it probably would be overkill for us. The face-to-face works a lot better.
All right, thank you. Heather, from your perspective, when someone is brought on board, what is the most significant process that your company uses to assure the success of that new employee?
I would say, hands down, it's our training program. It serves both as a new intern program as well as a new hire program. It's actually very unique in the industry. Most studios don't have such a comprehensive program, so there's no sink or swim. The new hires are given every opportunity to build on what they already know and apply it to the work that we do. We started it years ago in an effort to assist not only the designers, but really the team directors, the project teams, who were finding that the interns and new hires weren't really getting exposed to everything that they needed before they were placed on a team. This can become a liability of sorts, you know, for everyone. Low productivity, not having time to train a junior designer while on a team, and of course the ensuing lack of confidence that a new hire or an intern can feel as a result of all of these things. So we set out to create an 8-week program that covers just about everything they're going to need to know, all in a mock exercise format. They go through the typical life cycle of a project, and while they certainly won't be experts when they're finished, it will give them a chance to learn without that added pressure of having that looming deadline.
Well, thank you for that. And with this training program that you're talking about, it starts with a mock exercise. Hence, how has the training evolved over time, and are you implementing any changes or to innovate or increase this effectiveness?
Well, we try to customize it for the experience level of the new hire. A person with 2 years of experience has a slightly different program than, say, a college student who's starting their first job with us. We teach them the same principles and standards, of course, but with a slightly different mock exercise and a level of review of that exercise. We have recently begun to conduct seminars in addition to the exercises, and this has been a great opportunity for them to ask questions and to have more of a peer forum. We currently utilize our designers and directors to teach these sessions in person, but starting this year, we plan to tape the sessions and create a comprehensive video that can be accessed on demand, and they can be manipulated on the screen so that the student can stop and start and rewind and better control their learning experience.
Well, then, once they've been trained, then, now how do you evaluate them?
We evaluate by an informal 3-month review of the new hire experience, which includes feedback solicited from the teams that they've worked with directly. We also have them give us feedback on the training process. That way we can stay on top of any changes that we need to make. And, of course, this is all done face-to-face. Now, once someone is on a team more permanently, they do receive the annual review with the principals of the firm as well as their immediate supervisor. One process that we found that works is what we call a 360 review process, which I'm sure you've heard of. We utilize a numerical evaluation. This comes from their peers, it comes from management, and they also submit a self-evaluation, and then those numbers are compared to one another. This is in addition to an electronic confidential survey that's given to the teammates. These have more direct, detailed questions in proficiency and growth terms. And all of this information is gathered, compiled, and, of course, discussed in a face-to-face annual review. But we do not limit the review process to just once a year. We're very open, and, in fact, we encourage all employees to solicit feedback and to give feedback at the moment that it's needed. No fancy software required. You know, it's just simple open lines of communication on an ongoing basis so that changes and adjustments can be made and addressed immediately. And that's really when it counts, not every once a year.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. That's an interesting perspective, Heather. You have enlightened our listeners, especially those from the mid-size and specialty markets companies, and we certainly appreciate that. In our show's classic style, we'll go around the table of our distinguished subject matter experts for a short summary of their points of discussion. We will start with you, Heather Laverne, from Vinandal Cave. In a few words, please highlight your thoughts, please.
Absolutely, thanks. I believe that our approach to training and investing in employees right from the start has been one of the best processes that we have found for keeping our staff engaged and productive. And it really doesn't have to be anything difficult or tedious. I don't think you want to blindly drive innovation for the sake of innovation. I think just a solid roadmap of what they need to do to get where they need to be through comprehensive training and onboarding, as well as open communication on an ongoing basis. I believe, and I think we as a company believe, this almost always translates into a positive work environment, a highly skilled and intentional workforce, and ultimately a successful company, which is what I think we all are shooting for.
All right. Well, thank you with that, and thank you for coming in the studio today.
Thank you very much for having me.